Hello, this is Rob Gillis, and today I'm talking to Jim Benton, a researcher at Columbia Historical Society. Thank you very much, Jim, for coming on today.
My pleasure.
Today you'll be talking about the Taconic Parkway.
That's true. As few people realize, it's actually on the National Historic Register, and it's quite a remarkable thing how it was developed and what it became and what it represents in Columbia County. So let's talk about it.
Okay, why don't you start? How did it all begin?
Well, actually it really began as far back as 1910. Franklin Roosevelt was running for his first elected office, which was state senator. And back then the Senate district was Putnam, Dutchess, and Columbia County. And he had the idea to canvass his district from an automobile, which was really, kind of a revolutionary idea that, for one thing, cars weren't that prevalent then. And he did that. And one of the places he visited is the area around what's now Lake Taconic. But he did basically drive all over those three counties. And after World War I, after his polio initial problem, his first foray back into public life, Governor Al Smith put him on the State Parkway Commission, which was a commission that was tasked with the idea of building roads in the state, maintaining roads, but not just point-to-point roads, but parkways. Now, the theory of parkways is something a little different, wherein the road itself is the reason for driving on it. It is literally a park that you drive through. And Franklin's idea was to connect basically the middle of Westchester County with a parkway that went all through, importantly, the eastern side of Dutchess and Columbia County, and eastern side of Rensselaer County, all the way to Saratoga National Battlefield. That was his original idea. Of course, that was actually the first plan for the parkway. So Franklin had the idea that what this became. So, I like to say it's the first of his many good ideas for the county, for the state, for the country. So in the fullness of time, after he'd become governor, the plan was approved and work was actually started. And there was a whole litany of design requirements that were made, limited access. It was it was a very popular movement then called farm to market roads. And this was not that. And they wanted to, if you deviated to get nearer a natural wonder, some kind of scenic view, that was fine. There was no need to go straight. The thing that's a little scary nowadays is the maximum speed was 35. So, especially if you drive the portion of the parkway in southern Dutchess County, you realize that really was built for they've done a lot of work on it since, but back in the 60s and 70s, you drove there, you could drive at 65 on a road that was meant for 30 miles an hour or less. It was a little spooky. But anyway, in the fullness of time, the war started, and construction of the parkway stopped at roughly Route 299 in Dutchess County, where that crosses the parkway. And in the interim, Lake Taconic had become a state park. And that was another one of Franklin's little gifts to the county, because that was a CCC, a Civilian Conservation Corps project. The state ended up buying the entire lake from the Livingstons. A member of the Livingston family owned it. For not a lot of money, actually. And they developed what was then the eastern end, northeast corner of the lake, which was called for years around the Old Beach or the East Beach, whatever. And the rest of the lake, especially on the southwest side, there were a lot of cottages. And those cottages were they didn't own the property, but they leased the property and built these cottages. And a lot of people from Columbia County had a summer house on Lake Taconic. So one of the theories of the parkway was that it was going to go very close to any kind of natural scenic view. And the original plan for the Taconic called for it to pass within feet of Lake Taconic. I mean, literally, you know, 20, 30 feet to the shoreline, to the road, which would have required the obliteration of all those houses. So the people that own those houses were able to work with their elected officials and basically stymied. The World War II stymied the construction from Route 199 north. But right at the end of the war, they were ready to start going again. And the next section was going to be 199 to Route 82, which is West Taconic. And the as I said, the people were able to block that, working through the legislature, until a compromise was reached in 47 that required that the parkway be moved basically about 800 feet east, and that's where it is now. So there are people who drive by who don't realize you can actually see the lake from the parkway if the weather conditions are right, if the leaves are down or anything. But it used to be, the idea was it was going to be much closer. Now, the juxtaposition of the parkway opening to Route 82 and Lake Taconic being a state park put Lake Taconic State Park on the Taconic State Parkway and opened it up to many, many, many hundreds of people that had never had access to it before. Because originally the state park was, the entrance was on Route 82, and it was, you know, it was a bit of a drive to get there. But now, you would come from New York City, in 2 hours you could be on the beach at Lake Taconic. And that, so the section from 199 to Route 82 opened in 1954. By 1957, the Taconic State Park people recognized that they were severely overcrowded, and they were going to have to develop the southern, western end of the lake to accommodate the crowds, which they did. They put in what we now call the West Beach, which is now the only beach in Lake Taconic. To do that, they bought out all those houses that were there, upwards of 100. 20 of them remain as cottages, including one that has a bar in the basement, because there were actually two bars on the lake. One of them was basically right about where the West West Beach Bathhouse is now. But so the Parkway 82 turned Lake Taconic into a real tourist attraction. And then, let's see, that was in 54. I believe the Philmont to Claverick, the Route 23, was opened not long after that. Then in 63, the rest of the parkway, all the way up to what we now call the Berkshire Spur, was opened. That was, as far as it ever went, because in the interim, the thruway had been developed, and the Berkshire Spur of the thruway connecting the New York State Thruway to the Massachusetts Pike was a very useful termination point for the parkway, and that's what it became. And there was a toll gate on the end of the parkway where to get on the spur, and that was the only toll gate on the entire parkway. That was always regarded as something of an anomaly. But that's a quick history of how it got built, and how it had many other driving forces other than just building a highway. Okay?
Yeah, okay. Is there, maybe you could talk about some other aspects of either the highway or things that came, that developed because of the parkway, I meant.
It's an interesting thing, going back to even the 1910, but especially in the 20s. The eastern part of Columbia County was rapidly depopulating. The town of Gallatin, as an example, in the 1870 census, might be 1860, anyway, had 2,200 residents. 1930, the town of Gallatin had 607 residents, or 670, I forget which. The point being that they'd lost, you know, 70% of the people who lived in the town had left. There were a lot of reasons for that. You know, the general depression in agriculture that had lasted from the 1890s. The land around the town of Gallatin in particular, but most of the eastern part of the county, the land is not particularly suitable for, you know, sustained agriculture. It's much better for pasturage, but that requires a lot of there's a big money investment there, and a big part of it was really inaccessible. And if you look at a map today, even, and you look at the roads in Dutchess, Columbia, Rensselaer County, the major roads all run north-south. With the exception of some fairly modern roads, the east-west roads are very limited, and the ones that are there are very, very bad. Even to this day, you know, Route 23, as an example, is straight, but there are County Route 10, County Route 8, County Route 6, all those are in Southern Columbia County. Those are Formula One racetracks compared to what a real highway should be. And they're, you know, it's just not a conducive way to move goods or people or services. And they didn't move that way. And the railroads really were also a north-south proposition. So there was not a lot of, like, you know, making milk in Ancrum and having it end up in Hudson. If you were canning your milk in Ancrum, it was ending up in Dutchess County somewhere, or even Pauling, or, you know, down that way on the Harlan-Mountain line. So for a very real sense, the eastern part of the county was not a part of the county. And while the Taconic Parkway does run north-south, what it did, and it certainly wasn't intended to do this, but what it did do was allow some access to those east-west roads that wasn't there before. So you could go from Route 82 to down the parkway, let's say, to somewhere else, and then go east much quicker than you could just go east on Route 82. So it became it eased what was really a transportation bottleneck, and thereby, you know, made the eastern part of the county much more attractive. The other thing it did is, of course, open it up to the city, and thereby became, for a long time, when you had a house in Columbia County, if you lived in New York, but you had a place in Columbia County, it was in the eastern part of the county. It wasn't like in Hudson. It wasn't in Kinderhook. It was in, you know, Taconic or Gallatin or somewhere like that. So that's one thing. And, I mean, that continues to affect the demographics and the way things operate in the county even today. And interestingly, about the town of Gallatin, I want to say, I believe it was the 2010 census, it finally went back over 2,200 residents. So it actually finally gained back what it had in 1870. So it only took a little over 100 years to do that. So the parkway, I have to say, played a big role in that, because I'm sure that a number of the people who live in the town of Gallatin now live there because of the parkway and the ease that the parkway gives to commuting to other parts of the state. So that's just one thing about the parkway. What else? Tourism is the huge part of it, as we well know. And it also opens up the idea that there's a lot of wild space in Columbia County that you don't get if you drive on Route 9. You know, if you drive Route 9 through Columbia County, little villages, little towns, little cities, if you drive the parkway, you don't see any of that. What you see are these beautiful vistas and sites further along that are invisible when you drive in the western part of the county. So what else should we talk about?
Well, you mentioned Roosevelt, so he was involved certainly in the earlier days,
yep,
idea, and then as governor, I guess, you know, things were being, they were starting to build it.
Right.
The war came.
He was very, very much. much the father of the Taconic.
Okay. That people do not know. Actually, it's very good to remember that, how important he was, because I know I interviewed another person, and he also had, the Roosevelts were around also in New Lebanon. They had connections to people personally in the eastern part of the county. Eleanor did, I think Franklin did too. So they were out, they knew the eastern part. I'm sure there were a lot of reasons, but as I said, I think you said he himself always enjoyed driving. Even with the polio, he would go around in that special car.
Yep.
And I'm sure he was on the Taconic at one point. I bet you when he was I'm sure he took people out on it. I wonder if you have any articles about that, taking people on.
I don't know off the top of my head, but I will tell you something that's really quite interesting. Nelson Rockefeller.
Yeah.
When in 1956, when he decided to run for governor,
yeah,
he knew that he would need the support of the various county chairmen. And the Republican county chairman for Columbia County at the time was actually a woman named Murdy Tinkleplaw. And she, for a bunch of different reasons, was probably going to be amenable to being approached by Rockefeller for her support. So when he made the decision, he and Malcolm Wilson, who was his longtime lieutenant governor, later governor of New York, hopped in a car in Westchester County, where they had finally, you know, like basically filed for governor, and drove up the parkway to Route 82, hopped off, drove to Ms. Tinkleplaw's house in Livingston, and met with her. Oh, I take that back. They met at the Valkin, of all places, up in Palatia. This is all from a biography of Roosevelt that was published just a couple years ago. Not Roosevelt, excuse me, Rockefeller. That was published just a couple years ago. And if I'd have remembered this at the time, I would have got it out for you. And I could tell you who wrote it, but I can't right now. But anyway, they met with Ms. Tinkleplaw, and she, through her support, became the first county chairman to support him. And he went on to visit every county in the state in 1956, won the election, but not a landslide, but did fairly well, became the first Republican governor of New York. Succeeded Dewey, which nobody thought was going to, actually succeeded Harriman, and thought that nobody thought he was going to, Harriman would lose, and he did. He lost to Rockefeller. Rockefeller was governor until, 68, I think, or 70. Anyway, spent a long time as governor, and it all, a lot of it was that late day dash up the parkway to meet with Ms. Tinkleplaw in Columbia County. So the parkway has its history. It was also, it's interesting, it was during World War II, it was designated, now it wasn't in Columbia County then, but it was designated as a military road. So at any time it could have been taken over by the Army, it actually never was for troop movement. But they did actually build and man blockhouses, if you will, on each end of the parkway where it crossed the Croton Reservoir, because that was deemed to be a target for, sabotage of some kind. So I've always thought that could have been possibly some of the best duty that an Army private might have had in all of World War II, is to be guarding the Croton Reservoir. But you never know. There might have been better. Let me think about some other interesting facts. Let's see. I'm actually scrolling through some stuff I've written here over the years and found. It's the theory of the parkway is an interesting thing. Calls back to a kind of social activism that went away very quickly during the Depression, with the idea that we wanted to be able to get people, that we wanted the average American to have opportunities that they'd never had before. That was an actual thing, and parks and parkways and public education and public sites, things like that, were very important then, because it was recognized that that's how you made society better, at least that's what they hoped, is by making, giving everybody an opportunity to have access to a vast array, or at least a larger array of experiences, and also to get away from that city environment, which has been regarded as a bad thing almost since cities were first built. So, anyway, what else can we talk about?
Well, I think you covered quite a bit, Jim. I'm sure there's other things that could be brought up. What you talked about today, I thought that was it covered quite a bit of it. In fact, we had talked about it a little bit earlier when I talked to you a few weeks ago. I think we've covered it. Maybe in the future, I might be able to call upon you for some other, if something comes to mind in something else, you know, in history in the Columbia County.
This is the Columbia County Historical Society. We have our hands in everything.
Yeah.
I would actually like to call attention to the fact that we encourage people to visit our website, visit our Facebook page. We just released another one of our tours of Columbia County that you can do in the car. We started this during the pandemic, and I think we're up to number 7 or 8. And the one we just released is called Lost Villages, Lost Hamlets, and it's fascinating. And it's a very drivable thing, and it's just a wonderful way to spend an afternoon driving around Columbia County and buying donuts.
It didn't come in as an insert into a magazine. I just got the latest magazine. There was a little insert that I opened up. I'm not sure if that was the same thing.
Might very well be. It's funny, as I just get the magazine here at work, so I didn't really, you know, we don't get the mailing stuff.
Yeah.
But no, we've done a series of, the staff has done a series of different tours. You know, I know there's sacred spaces and schoolhouses and I believe there's a Dutch house tour.
Mm-hmm.
So all sorts of interesting things. And again, accessible from our website and from the Facebook page.
Well,
and we're always looking for, if people have research questions, they're certainly willing to go to the website. There's a whole process there for filing a research request that keeps me in business and keeps me working on these Saturday afternoons when I would be probably squandering my time and talents. So, I certainly encourage people to, we do genealogy, we do just about anything you can do. It's funny, some of the research that I looked up for this talk with you on the Taconic, I had originally developed as part of an article that I wrote that ended up in our magazine. So about not just the Taconic Parkway, but also Lake Taconic State Park. So, you know, it's something that I'm aware of. I grew up about 2 miles from Lake Taconic, and I know it's always been, you know, it's always been there. It's been a thing that is very special to me anyway, and I'm glad to do what I can to make people aware of what's going on there.
Well,
and in the county, obviously.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you so much. Jim Benton, the researcher at the Columbia Historical Society. It's based in Kinderhook.
My pleasure.